Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry, Brookside Baptist Church. It's always a joy to have you visit with us in the mornings. We have no clue where you are. You may be driving in your car, maybe sitting down with a cup of coffee, and maybe getting the kids ready for school that morning. But whatever your particular situation is, thanks so much for joining us. Many, many times we have opportunities to interview folks in our church who have gone through very, very difficult times in their life. We ask them to share with us what they've learned about God and key scripture verses that they learned during these times. Well, several months and I think even years ago, we had two folks that were interviewed that just kind of shared with us the death of a spouse and the loss of a job. Those two interviews, Ambretta Reed and Tom Phelps, are back in the studio with us this morning, giving us just kind of an update. And thank you so much for being with us today.
It's good to be here again.
It's a delight.
Thanks so much. As we consider what God has been doing in your life, Ambretta, I remember sharing your testimony with us, and you talked about Job 14:5. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. That's the verse you used as you talked about your husband Ken when he got the word about the cancer, and what a blessing it was just to listen to your testimony. You said that it seemed like from that point on, you and Ken and God lived in a bubble, is the expression you used a couple of years ago. Just kind of tell me a bit about that bubble. What's been going on in it since that time?
Well, God has gotten me outside of that bubble.
Okay.
I'm now in a new normal, as what Ken had shared with me over 3 years ago. And it's where God has gotten me prepared to be a big part of working with young people in our community.
A new normal. We understand that, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, Tom, as you were sharing your testimony about losing a job, it was very, very difficult because you'd been on that job for 15 years?
15.
And then you talked about coming to the end of it and how God just totally changed your attitude toward a supervisor, a boss that was just very, very difficult to please. Is there any update on what God has been teaching you since that happened a couple of years ago?
Well, you know, the job loss is tough. But what was even tougher was to admit and understand the selfishness that I had in my own heart and to deal with that. And if you recall, I had an opportunity to share the gospel in full length. I believe it was for over an hour to two,
right,
with him. And I wouldn't have had that opportunity if I would have not been humble enough to say, you know, maybe I was a little selfish in this thing. So the Lord has really kind of turned that around and given me a different perspective, not only on life, but also on family and relationships and people. And many times we think that we can struggle and try our best to do what we can do with our knowledge and understanding and maybe education. But one thing that we kind of forget sometimes is that if we focus on the Lord and our personal relationship with him and understand his word and apply it to the best of our ability and focus on what his will is for our life, those things will be added back to us and we'll be able to have more joy. Mm. And that's my experience, is I've had more joy than ever before. Now, this has nothing to do with the job loss, but I think it kind of does in a way that with the change, my wife and I will admit that one of those years, we had the best year of our entire lives. And she worked with me. We spent a lot of time together, married 31 years now. And I have to say it was the best year of our life. And it's communication, it's love, it's the center being focused on Christ.
You mentioned selfishness. Now, isn't it interesting whom God uses to teach us those kinds of things? Many times it's people that rub us the wrong way. You know, and I remember hearing somebody say, if somebody rubs you the wrong way, turn around. And that's exactly what you had to do, wasn't it, Tom? Because here's a boss that was just rubbing you the wrong way. You were doing everything right for 15 years, and all of a sudden, this guy walks in. But God was wanting to use him in your life, in your home, in your marriage. And God has even opened up a counseling opportunity many, many times as a result, hasn't he?
I thanked him at the end of my job, the day he gave me my notice. And I said, thank you for the opportunity to work here. And I said, also, thank you for being so mean and rough on me. And he didn't quite understand that. He expected something different.
Right.
So he called me into his office, and we sat and talked for 2 hours. And he wanted to know, why did I thank him? And I told him, because God used him mm-hmm. in my life.
Right.
And it opened up an opportunity to share the gospel. Now, if I would have been upset like others have been,
sure.
and to act in such a way that would close down and shut down those doors, I would have never had that opportunity.
Exactly. You know, Ambretta, you shared with us after the death of Ken that God wanted you to join the Trust Club. Remember using that expression, I'll never forget it, and I thought, the Trust Club. Now, what is that?
Well, it's where you trust in God with everything by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
Trusting Him to provide everything that's needed down to the very dotted I cross T.
Because Kim is very concerned about what's going to happen to your needs. You know, will they be met? And he's going to go be with the Lord and everything will be fine with him. Everything's paid for in heaven.
Yes.
But how about you?
Well, he was greatly concerned because of what had happened with his job situation, somewhat like Tom. His job was closed out and he lost all the benefits.
Mm.
And he was greatly concerned. And I kept saying, little is much when God is in it. And it's true. Since Ken's been gone, it's been almost 4 years now, I've gotten a job just recently.
Yes.
And I hadn't worked for almost 17 years. And the big part about that is that working with children, I work in the Goodness Club's Child mm-hmm. Evangelist Fellowship.
Sure, yeah.
Been doing that about 17 years.
Right, right.
And I was asked to come and help out at a school that just got started.
Okay.
And it's been just a couple months now, and it's amazing how God has provided for me from the point of Ken leaving this life, January 12, 2010, up until this day. And today, I believe, was a pie and praise almost 4 years ago.
Wow.
And Ken was sitting right over there, and he talked about the new normal.
Right. So in the last 4 years, we have seen God teaching you some very amazing things, haven't we?
Yes. Even the fact about just household management. I must admit, I complained about that at first because Ken was a great household provider,
right.
protector, just whatever was needed for the home. He was a very good, godly man.
Yeah.
And when that was removed, I really had to learn how to really depend on God as my husband man. I was looking at a verse that became a big part of my life, too. It says, O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me.
Mm-hmm.
Let them bring me unto the holy hill and to thy tabernacle.
Thy light and thy truth.
So every morning I would have to get up, and I get up very early, like 4:30 every morning.
Right.
And I've always done that, but now it's with a real purpose.
Okay.
Seeking God to be right there beside me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my days, I need Him to lead me. I can't do this life without Him.
Because as a widow, like you said a few moments ago, He becomes your husband.
Yes.
And that's really quite a new relationship. Have you had the opportunity then since this time to be able to share your testimony with other widows?
Oh, yes. There's been a couple, and particularly there's this woman that I met, and it was at a store, and she was fumbling through things, and she started crying.
Oh.
And I said, can I help you? And she said, I'm new at this. I said, at what? And she said, a widow. I said, oh.
Oh, wow.
I can understand.
Yes.
I say I'm a widow, too.
Yes.
And I said, I've been a widow now almost 4 years, and this was just back here in the summer.
Right.
And I got an opportunity to share with her how God can be her strength
uh-huh.
and how He can lead her and keep her mind focused if she seek Christ as her Savior. And
right.
she said she was a believer, but she hadn't actually gone to church in a while.
Okay.
I invited her, gave her a tract with our church information on it. But that's what God does in the life of His children if you really depend on Him for your strength and your focus for your life.
You know, Ambretta and Tom, sometimes when we go through the hardest times of our lives, the natural response is to say, now, God, where are you? And be frustrated with the Lord, and even sometimes kind of maybe drop out of church, stop reading our Bible, and just kind of back away from the people and the source. And I'm holding the Word of God in my hand, that can really get us through mm-hmm. these times.
That's correct. As I said before, I can't do this life without the Lord. I can't.
Right.
I have to seek him daily, and he's my breath. He's my strength. He's the reason why I move and why I can do what I do.
And what you learned through Ken's life and the length of his life, cut short, as it were, according to many human standards, it reminds me of a statement that somebody said, it's not the duration of your life that counts, but rather the donation of your life.
Yes.
And Ken just donated so much for the cause of Christ to so many people around him. And what an awesome testimony it is for you to have a husband like that, for your children and grandchildren to have a dad and a grandpa like that. What a heritage of God.
It is, and it's still raining out. I still get responses from the rescue mission, responses from the Boys and Girls Club. These are places where he actually worked, sportsmanship program with the Boys and Girls Club. Rescue mission as a mentor, advocate, where he would talk to men that would come into the program to lead them to Christ and disciple them. It's still ringing out.
That is awesome. Well, Tom, do you have any last words that kind of come to your mind that God's been doing in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I could probably talk for an hour, but...
you don't have an hour.
No, I know. But I will say that if you remember at the time of the job loss, the prior 2 weeks is the time that my wife's brother and his son had died in that tragic automobile accident.
Yes.
And there was a widow in our family as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just a joy that people can see around widows that are following the Lord. And Bretta, I remember when you lost Ken, there was sorrow, but yet there was a lot of smiling faces. And I can remember saying hello. You were just positive, and you're still a servant. And, you know, I can remember you sharing with people. So I think that that's very important for healing, but it's also important for others to see how we react and respond to things that happen in our lives.
Exactly right. And James 4 says that we don't know what's going to happen on the morrow. Our life's just a vapor. So we ought to say, if the Lord will, we're going to do this and do that. My friends, as you're listening to us and we come to the end of this broadcast, whatever's taking place in your life, whatever crisis of faith is taking place, we trust that God will use these testimonies to help you look beyond the crisis to the Christ. Because there's always a Christ beyond the crisis. And when we recognize that new focus, then the new normal, Ambretta, becomes one of awesome faith and tremendous grace. And so, until the next time we meet together, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.